many of you know, normally at our open mics, we have what's called a mini set, where a spoken word artist or musician or a group of musicians will do three pieces. And tonight, we're very happy to have a gentleman who's no stranger to hosting, as he does quite a bit of it in his neck of the woods. And he's a wonderful interpreter of songs. He's also been kind enough to bring a number of performers from the South Shore our way, including our feature tonight, Andrew Lewis. Please give a big welcome to Rick Fetters.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you. Strum the guitar for our guy. That guy must be... Our guy says it's fine. Well, it's so nice to be back. And I'm real honored to be in company of Bruce Springsteen. That works. All right, Bruce, just sit back and relax. That is Bruce Springsteen, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Somos el barco, somos el mar, yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea, I sail with you. You and me, somos el barco, somos el mar, yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea, I sail with you, you sail with me. The boat we are sailing in was built by many hands, and the sea we are sailing on touches every land. Somos el barco, somos el mar, yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea, I sail with you. So with our hopes, we set the sail, we face the winds once more, and with our hearts, we chart the waters, never sailed before. Somos el barco, somos el mar. Let me hear you now. We are the boat. I sail with you. You sail with me. One more time. We are the boat. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hope springs eternal. That we all live that message, that song. How are we doing with that, whatever was going on? Was that mainly me or just...
That was you. We'll take care of it.
Okay, thanks. Okay. I'm generally am soft, so it's kind of, that'll give you an idea. Then I will step back when I have to get loud. Well, singer-songwriters rarely, thank God, come across this particular problem. But I was thinking about this not too long ago, maybe a couple weeks at the most, over the holiday season. How our songs are taken and used for different purposes from other than what they were written for. For any number of reasons, probably the catchy tune or whatever it was, we all remember, wow, I feel good. And that became a laxative commercial theme song. Then poor Elvis, Viva Las Vegas, became Viva Viagra. Well, I'm kind of miffed because I didn't get a copy of Chip Salzman's CD for Christmas. Mainly because I'm probably not on the Republican rolls. But he came out with a parody of one of my favorite childhood songs. And rewrote the words to Barack the Magic Negro.
Oh my God. True story.
Very true story. And he sent, you're right, he sent it all to his, because he wants to become head of the RNC, to be the voice of reason within their party. Okay. Compassionate conservatism at its finest. That's right. But nonetheless, this song really has a meaning to it. And it's not about drugs either, as back in the 60s, Newsweek or Time thought. Once upon a time, a long time ago, in a far-off land by the sea, there lived a much maligned dragon who is there for you and me. So let's recapture the truth of the song. Dragons live forever, and if we sing it together, they will exist once again. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper, he loved that rascal Puff. And he brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow. Pirate ships would lower their flags. Puffer roared out his name. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys or little girls. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane without his lifelong friend. Puff could not be brave, so Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped to his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, live by the sea. Magic dragon, the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lives by the sea. I know, present tense. And frolics in the autumn mist in a land called Hana, land called Hana. Puff, the magic dragon, lives by the sea. And frolics in the autumn mist in a land called Hana Lee. Thank you. Thanks. I don't know what got over me, but thank you for hanging in there with me. But, oh, every once in a while that song. The, many, many years ago, we were in Washington, D.C. at the Carter Baron Amphitheater, and Peter, Paul, and Mary were doing a whole week's worth of concerts there. And that particular week was the first time I ever got to meet Odetta, you know, God rest her soul. And we was backstage talking with Peter, and I guess that article about Puff being a song about drugs and narcotics had just come out. And Peter, being Peter, was quite miffed by that. And I said to him, I said, Peter, I said, you know, that's really not fair. I mean, here I am, 17 years old or something silly. And I said, you know, that's really not fair what they did to that song. And I said, you know, you can do that to a lot of other songs. And he says, really? And he says, what other ones come to mind? I said, well, oh, say, can you see? See refers to cocaine by the Dawn's Early Light. This is when most of the, I went through the American National Anthem and did the same thing with it. So, here I am sitting in my seat, and Peter came out to do his solo portion of their show, and he starts telling the story about Newsweek and what they did to his song and how they interpreted it as a song about drugs and narcotics. And then he repeats what I told him backstage. I thought, oh my God. And it was like early in the week, so most of the audience was kind of like the in crowd from Washington, D.C., politicians and their staff and everything. And there was this dead silence when he did the American National Anthem. And of course, all of us in the wings and backstage are all jumping up and down, screaming and cheering and everything else. And I said, "Wow, how's it feel to sing Puff the Magic Dragon, Peter, in front of a still life instead of a live audience?" But that's an aside. I don't want to take up too much time. I've got a couple of my CDs that are on the table over there. And I was going to do something else, but let me do the title track from the new CD, and we'll see if I can remember all of that. And having reached the latter stages of middle age, I've, through my AARP membership, have gotten little tidbits of wisdom so that I can prove my age. And one of the things that I've always said for a long, long time was it seems that no matter what gyrations we put ourselves through, we always seem to end up where we're supposed to be. And the title track to the new CD is a love song I wrote for my better half, Helena, neither one of which either of us planned on being in the place we were when we first met. And this is that song. They don't have a cappuccino machine here. Usually when I start this song, one goes off.
That is you. as I walked into the room, your eyes met mine.
Thank you all very, very much. Thanks.
Very nice set by Rick Fetters. He has some CDs here as well. Please give him a big hand.